this is Operator with another episode of Twat Tech. Today I will be talking about Nessus and some things you can do to configure it. First thing you will need to install Nessus, Nessus 3.0 has the easy install script that comes with it, but you may need to install an older version to get it to work properly. I won't go over the basics of the install or setup. I just want to add, after you get it installed and running, be sure to get a key by registering so you can get more up-to-date plugins. Once you have a key and are registered, first thing you want to do is run the update plugin script. After that, you can restart Nessus just to make sure. You should have about 11,000 plugins, give or take. Now to start, I would download the Nessus GUI client and use it, either your Windows or Unix, just to get a feel for how the configuration files look. Once you install the Nessus client to connect to your Nessus server, it will download the plugin list first after it connects. Here are some things to note when setting up the session. Safe checks on or off. Your report scan tab. You want to try a few local scans first just to see how it works. Go boot up an old Windows box or whatever you else have on the LAN. You will find if you try to do an off-site scan via WAN or off of your LAN, you may get dropped or throttled by the ISP. This is when you may need to toy around with the scanner settings, NMAP minus T, 1 through 5. Also try options send scans. Then also you want to note max host, max checks, delay between tests, log hole attack, and port range. Like I said, you can also have Nessus use NMAP instead of the Kinect scanner that comes with Nessus or plugin that comes with Nessus. This is if you find you get dropped or throttled when you run an off-site scan. You may need to install the NMAP plugin for Nessus. You can get that on their site also. Once you have gotten Nessus to do an off-site scan from your connection using the GUI, next step is to have a nice little shell script to use via CGI or cell. One easy way to configure this is to use the export feature in your Nessus GUI client. This will save the configuration file. Just name it .nessusrc and put it in your user's home folder or whichever user you run actual Nessus scan from. This way you know you have a working config file to start with. Once you get the file on your server to use for command line, you want to open it up, take a look at it, and note the different things you can use, different settings to set yes and no, and which each one of the values means as far as the scanner options. Not so much the plugins, but what you want to do is check which ones it scanners it's actually using. Once you have a working command line, I will have examples also. You want to use minus V. The minus V option will actually show roughly 10 or 5%, if I can remember correctly, the progress. And you can also see it'll say the port or the person, then the current plugin that it's on, and then the total plugins that it's going to do. It can actually change and vary. Once it picks up on something, it might run extra plugins. You'll also want to check out a script called update-nessusrc. It's a great script that you can use to create a quick custom nessusrc file to update the current one that you have. On this site, you will also note that he notes the simple way to do a nessusrc file is to use the GUI. With his script, you can do it all via the console. You can say have separate strings like only do this kind of operating system or certain things. You can also check out Nikito. It's kind of noisy, but I haven't really messed around that much with it. Also, you want to check and change the agent tag for Nikito because it reports Nikito, and a lot of IDS systems will block Nikito by default. So you want to change the agent tag for Nikito. That was just a quick overview of Nessus. I'll have a lot of CGI scripts, configs, and examples on my website, or actually on the show notes. Then also you want to tailf the Nessus logs. That way, if you see an error or something like that, you know where it stopped at or what it was actually doing when it stopped. Because the verbose of the final log or HTML format is not very verbose, so it just says, oh, it was stopped. It doesn't tell you why or how. That pretty much wraps up this quick overview of Nessus. It's been another episode of Twat Tech. You can visit my site at rmccurdy.com. rmccurdy.com, and I'll see you guys at Freaknik.